Malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy hour. You can join us on the phones. Toll free, talk or text at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, Russian involvement in the election of Donald Trump. And, you know, I know there's conservatives out there going, oh, the Mueller report, it's all been, you know, disproven. Except for
it hasn't been unredacted yet, but please continue.
Other than the 34 indictments that were leveled, and I believe most of them led to convictions, although a few overturned on pardons from the former president, do you recall the reporting that suggested Russia funneled something to the tune of $30+ million through the NRA to support Republican, including senatorial candidates like U.S. Senator Ron Johnson?
Yes.
And I see Ron Johnson, although not quite as supportive of Putin as, you know, Donald Trump might be, Ron Johnson's quick to, what, extol Russian propaganda and, of course, blame it all on Joe Biden. So I don't think we talk about this enough, and I wish there was some resolution. The NRA, of course, declared bankruptcy, moved to Texas. Now, it's my understanding, what, the New York Attorney General, I believe Letitia James, barred them from trying to utilize the bankruptcy courts, or maybe it was the federal courts. I'm pretty good on these things. The other day I said Cleta Mitchell came from Foley and Laudner. I was so troubled by the fact I might have had it wrong. I woke up at like 1 in the morning. I looked it up. No, 63% of the time I get it right every time. But I would point out it has never been clearly defined what the role of the Russians in funneling money through the NRA, then a nonprofit organization that's currently trying to shield its records through the bankruptcy process, well, it funded Republican campaigns to the tune of $30 million. And there were guys like Scott Walker from the state of Wisconsin. What, he got $4.5 million from the NRA as a governor, and then he greeted Maria Butina at his presidential campaign launch on the rope line, he claims, but really in the green room at an NRA event. I believe it was in Nashville. Well, that's when he first met Butina. She also attended his campaign launch in Waukesha, where we now broadcast WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. But he greeted her in the Mother Russian. And she was convicted of being a foreign spy. I would just point that out. Scott Walker.
It's really an honor to work with the NRA, not only in my state, but across the country.
Yeah. Scott Walker just wasn't successful enough to be properly funded by the Russians utilizing the NRA. He had to settle for small ball. Ron Johnson, maybe his, you know, donor contributions, maybe they were significantly larger.
You know, there's a lot of strings out there, Crudy. I saw today a guy named Bill Browder. I don't know if you remember this guy. He was the head of Hermitage Capital. And Hermitage Capital, if I recall, was one of the companies that was basically robbed by Russia. And that money from that was laundered, I believe, through multiple banks. And some of those banks are actually in the region now that Putin is declaring autonomous, right? And these new countries he's creating. Well,
and that's that whole man
Magnitsky, yes. Yeah,
Browder. The sanctions that Veselnaya had the little meeting at Trump Tower,
yes.
And it's supposed to be,
yes,
about adoptions, but really it's about rolling back sanctions on Russia.
That were imposed because they killed Magnitsky, this guy who found the fraud. He was abused so badly in jail that he died. And that money, to my understanding and my impression, was ultimately some of it found its way to New York City real estate.
What did Donald Trump Jr. say in response to the proposed meeting with the Russian honeypot Veselnaya? If the timing's in early August or was it June, I'm loving it.
Love it.
Made sure he put that one on the calendar, didn't he?
I think there's a lot of information out there, and there's actually so much. It's too much. And, you know, you have Republicans and conservatives that, number one, are not, you know, inquisitive or curious enough, or if they are, they don't even want to go there and talk about it or think about it because it goes against what their beliefs.
Well, it would also be a criminal act to accept campaign funds from a foreign source, even if laundered through the NRA. And I don't know, and I'm not specifically alleging that Ron Johnson took NRA money that came from the Russians, but the Russians gave money to the NRA, and Ron Johnson took money from the NRA.
Come on.
So you draw your own conclusions.
And he was in Russia over the 4th of July a couple
of years
back.
Well, let's not forget, you know, when Ron Johnson came down to the studios in Milwaukee and he bragged about the Trump tax cuts, I did it for you and I, Crudy. Little designated S corporations. What did he fail to mention? He also paid back his big donors.
Yes.
To the tune of perhaps $200 million in the 2018
hundreds of millions of dollars.
Tax year alone, two families benefited, saved like $200 million. And Ron Johnson got a little kickback, about $21 million for his last reelective campaign. Or I guess that'd be the next one. Oh, yeah, that's the one he's currently running in. I mean, Ron's beyond vulnerable. Ron is potentially corrupted and, you know, in complicit. And why the FEC, the toothless FEC, of course, they like it that way, especially the Republicans, because they're the ones that don't mind breaking the campaign finance laws. Although I would point out,
yeah,
Clinton
but didn't Lev and Igor, one of those guys, get busted for doing exactly that, for, you know, using foreign money and giving it to campaigns, and they got in trouble for it.
Igor,
how was anybody else?
The sausage king of all Chicago? And Lev Pardis, right?
Yeah.
They got caught with one-way tickets to Europe and Rudy's phone number in their pocket and two tickets to paradise.
Oh, yes, but nothing to see here. You know, the Republicans, the NRA, the Russians, nah, they just, you know, it's all just a coincidence.
You know, we just don't see it through the right prism, Dom. You know, is all the common point, the connecting point. Joe Biden's weakness, of course.
Of course. I thought it was Hunter Biden's laptop.
Oh, yeah. And of course, Hillary's emails.
So we can never
and let's
forget
not
that.
Forget Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. I see a few conservatives stacking up in the queue. Bring it, man. You're going to get bitch slapped just like a Badger coach by Juwan Howard.
Oh,
844-967-2789.
We'd like to have Russia's help. Very important.
You're Froman.
That's right.
I'm Froman.
The sausage king of Chicago.
The NRA does care.
It is Russia.